Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Friday, the 29th of July, 2011. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching through the Psalms of Ascent, that's numbers 120 to 134. And those sermons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts give a bit more information. And today we're in Psalm 132, verse 2, just verse 2. Talking about David, it says, "He swore an oath to the Lord, and made a vow to the Mighty One of Jacob." I want to focus today on this phrase, the Mighty One of Jacob. In a moment, he's going to go on and talk about his vow to build a dwelling for the Mighty One of Jacob, verse 5, and about the things that go with that, David's oath, David's promise, and the way that God honoured his promise to David to build a different kind of house, a house of an inheritance to do with his family line. But here in verse 2, there's an oath of David. In fact, this is not recorded elsewhere in Scripture. We can well imagine him making it. But here it's said that he swore an oath to the Lord, a vow to the Mighty One of Jacob. And the word Mighty One is the Hebrew word avir. It means the mighty or the Mighty One. And it's a word that only occurs in passages of poetry in the Old Testament. The first time is Jacob's blessing on his son Joseph, Genesis 49, verse 24. It says, "But his bow remained steady, his strong arms stayed limber because of the hand of the Mighty One of Jacob, because of the shepherd, the rock of Israel." A lot of strength in that passage. The bow is steady, strong arms, the Mighty One of Jacob, the rock of Israel. A lot of strength right there, emphasizing Jacob's blessing on his son Joseph that he would be strong. And of course, that's very important in the heritage of Israel. The other appearances of the word, there are two here in Psalm 132, verse 2 that we're looking at here, the Mighty One of Jacob, the oath is being sworn to him, and also in verse 5 of this psalm, "Till I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the Mighty One of Jacob." Of course, no dwelling could hold the Mighty One of Jacob, but we also find this phrase twice in this psalm. The phrase also appears three times in the book of Isaiah, in chapter 1, chapter 49, and chapter 60. Let's read those. Chapter 1, verse 24. "Therefore the Lord the Almighty, the Mighty One of Israel, declares, 'Ah, I will get relief from my foes and avenge myself on my enemies.'" He's about to demonstrate the nature of his might. In Isaiah 49, verse 26. "I will make your oppressors eat their own flesh. They will be drunk on their own blood as with wine. Then all mankind will know that I, the Lord, am your Saviour, your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob." Again, promising to save his people. Isaiah 60, verse 16. "You will drink the milk of the nations and be nursed at royal breasts. Then you will know that I, the Lord, am your Saviour, your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob," proving to his people that he has the power to rescue them, to save them in times of trouble. It's interesting that those three examples are spread throughout the book of Isaiah. Sometimes critics say that the book of Isaiah is not a whole, and yet we see that phrase in the beginning, in the end, and in sort of the middle, just a halfway past, just past the middle of the book. Such a powerful phrase, the Mighty One of Jacob. What it reminds me of is what Mary sang in the New Testament. This phrase is the one that came to her mind when she realized that she was going to give birth to a special child, that she had been specially chosen. Luke 1, 48 to 49. "He has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name." The Mighty One of Jacob became the Mighty One of Mary. And because of that, we have God's might with us in the shape of Jesus Christ and living in us too. Well, tomorrow we'll go on to verse 3. Until then, if you want to know more about our church work, you can look us up on nwlcc.org and you can get in touch with me from there. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.